Today's Friday, October 5th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, you made it to Friday. I told you you would. Here's your life word to get your weekend going. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Hey, today we're going to take a break from our look at the book of Luke. And I wanted to introduce to you a couple of great friends of mine and some of my co-workers here on the Life Word team. Luis Ortega is LifeWord's Director of Operations, and John Dotson is LifeWord's Director of Internet Broadcasting. Guys, I appreciate you being a part of the broadcast today.
Thank you.
I wanted to have you guys to meet these men so they could share with you an amazing development in the ministry of LifeWord, one that's really 50 years in the making. When Harold Morris, LifeWord's founding visionary leader, began broadcasting on a radio station in St. Louis over 50 years ago, his dream was to reach the world with the gospel through media. And today, LifeWord has an opportunity to see that dream become reality. We're calling it the LifeWord Cloud. So, Luis, man, tell us what the cloud is going to enable LifeWord to do.
Well, I'm excited about this tool because I think it's at least a three-pronged tool that anybody, every church member, pastor, anyone out there, missionary, church planner can use as an evangelistic tool, as a discipleship tool, and a personal growth tool. The evangelistic component, we pray that we can have it in 200 languages where you can use it to share a clear gospel presentation to a neighbor, somebody across the street, somebody across the globe in their language to hear a clear gospel presentation of Jesus Christ. So you can share it from there. You can look it up in their language and share it to them. You can use this tool as a discipleship tool. You're discipling somebody one-on-one, face-to-face, you can still use this for material. You can look it up by topic, subject, theme, scripture reference, by speaker, keywords, you name it. It'll be available for to download, to share, to stream, all here on the LifeWord.org, the LifeWord Cloud. But just for your personal growth, just come here to this site, this tool. It looks like a regular site, but it's not. It's a special tool that you can download and stream, again, just special content, and grow personally as you share with others and the people that you disciple. But I'm excited about this because not only will it be on demand, but stream content, but I think this is helping the churches as they fulfill the Great Commission and ushering in the kingdom of God, where every people group tongue will be able to hear the gospel in their own language. And that's the part that excites me.
Wow. So the entire world, we've got potential to be able to hear the gospel in their own heart language. That's almost too good to be true. John Dotson, He is our newest LifeWord team member. He's led this effort to build the cloud. John, tell us about some of the neat features of the cloud that people will be able to use every day at LifeWord.org.
Yeah, LifeWord Cloud creates so many opportunities for this ministry. There's a lot of features to mention, but let me highlight just a couple that are really kind of toward the top of my list. Now, one of the features I'm most excited about with the new LifeWord.org is the crowdsourced content model that's built into the LifeWord Cloud. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that mean? A lot of people wonder what that is. That means that if you're a writer, an editor, an audio, or a video producer, you can sign up at LifeWord.org right now to become a content contributor and help us populate the cloud with your valuable, your quality, and your well-produced media. Now, if any of this sounds interesting to you, I want to invite you right now to go to LifeWord.org. You scroll down on the homepage, you'll see an icon or an image that says become a media contributor, and you'll fill out a form after you click that so we can be in touch with you and take next steps to help you become a content contributor possibly. Now, I'm also excited about the search bar at LifeWord.org. It's a great place to find the articles, kind of as Luis had mentioned a moment ago, and the media files that are there in the LifeWord Cloud. We developed the ability for you to put the LifeWord Cloud search bar on any website. Now, this allows your website visitors to search and find LifeWord Cloud Media anytime they want right there on your website. The more sites that are embedded with the cloud search bar, the more opportunity people have to hear the gospel media LifeWord.org offers. Now, make sure you go to LifeWord.org and share the media to your social accounts, helping LifeWord spread the word.
Man, that's really cool. So people all around the world can embed it on their own website.
Absolutely.
And they can use the cloud to share people about Jesus. Bet. So you can think of LifeWord.org as kind of the LifeWord channel on your internet dial. And of all the cool things that the cloud's going to enable us to do, I think the thing that excites me the most is our Jesus to You initiative. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be asking the question around the world on social media, who is Jesus to you? We've acquired the domain name JesusToYou.org, and in as many languages as we can produce, we're going to be answering that question for the people of the world. And we're praying that millions of people are going to be introduced to Jesus on JesusToYou.org and the LifeWord Cloud. So we invite you today to visit LifeWord.org, the LifeWord channel, and look around. Now, we're in our infancy, but we intend on growing up really fast. Will you begin to pray, too, for October 21st? That's designated as LifeWord Sunday for churches all around the world. It's the one time a year that we ask people to give a special offering to the ministry of LifeWord. You could do that right now at LifeWord.org. Hey, guys, thanks for joining me today. Yeah. I appreciate it a whole lot. Thank you for what you're doing to help make the name of Jesus famous around the world. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 42 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.